State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. If it's been a while since you've been in third grade, and I'm guessing it's probably been a while, here's a little refresher about what you learned there.
We do math, and we read, and we do social science, and we do math.
Those are all very important things, of course, things that students are tested on throughout the year. But what if students could carve out time during the school day to let their imaginations run wild? I visited an elementary school in Ypsilanti that is doing just that, and here's a little postcard.
For 30 minutes, once a week, these kids get to put aside the science, they put aside the math and their multiplication tables, and they just come here and make up stuff.
You can write a story about whatever you want, as long as it's rated E for everyone. Okay, don't like no deaths, no razor blades.
That's what the students are doing here at Adams STEM Academy. Okay, it's part of a workshop out of 826 Michigan. It's a nonprofit writing center in Ann Arbor. They bring volunteers to the school to work with students on creative writing.
We write stories that we really think of, and we like color the pictures that go on our papers.
Pretty fun. Do you feel like you get to do that in class?
No.
Right now, some of the things that they're writing about, what type of animal they would be if they had the choice.
A cheetah.
Why?
Because it's fast.
A lion and gorilla.
A gorilla.
A what?
A gorilla.
What is that?
A cheetah and a gorilla mix. Ah.
Did you learn about that in science class or did you make that up?
I made it up.
So what's your story about?
About a tooth fairy. Every night she went to collect teeth and she never found any. Because the Sandman was stealing them to sell them for money.
I just saw something on the top of your page. It says Attack on the Smallies.
Well, it's like a story about like zombie hamsters attacking like the world.
Wait. Did you just say zombie hamsters?
Yeah.
So when you read a book, what you want to know is who wrote that story, right? You want to know a little bit more about the author. So today, we're going to spend some time and write all about you.
What is all about me is that I like funny faces, I like dolphins, and I like
to watch TV, and I like the winter.
It's pink and blue.
I don't have a favorite color. I like all colors.
And I love my mom.
What's your name?
Tiara, T-I-A-R-A, Brooks, and Brooks is B-R-O-O-K-S. I'm writing my story. I wrote a story about a star and a tricky fox.
How would it feel to have your story published?
It'll feel like I'm an artist because I'm in a book and I've never been in a real book before. Spell punishment.
So, like, when you introduce yourself, are you going to say, I'm Tiara, I'm a published author?
Yeah.
That's right.
Can I read my story?
Absolutely.
Once upon a time, there was a star in the sky named Twinkle. She heard a knock and she said, who is it? It was the fox.
And to hear more about Twinkle, the adventures of the tricky fox, you'll have to go to our website. MichiganRadio.org. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra in Ypsilanti.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.